Maple Creek. A Sweetgrass First Nation woman serving a sentence for accessory after the fact to murder in Bradley Ham's death has died in custody. Correctional Service of Canada said that on January 18, Cassandra Fox, an inmate from Oakamaw OHCI Healing Lodge, died while in custody. Since November 21, 2022, Fox had been serving a sentence of 2 years, 6 months and 29 days for accessory after the fact to murder, unauthorized possession of a firearm, having a prohibited weapon in a vehicle, possession of a weapon contrary to a probation order, and failing to comply with a court order. As in all cases involving the death of an inmate, CSC will review the circumstances. CSC policy requires that the police and the coroner be notified. Fox was sentenced in North Battleford Provincial Court on November 21, 2022, after she pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact to murder in Bradley Ham's death. She was charged with first-degree murder but pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of accessory. Ham's body was found near a grid road about 30 kilometers southeast of Glaslyn on November 27, 2020. Crown Prosecutor Jennifer Schmidt and Defense Brian Fefferell had entered a joint submission in North Battleford Provincial Court. Fefferell told the court that Fox had a very troubled upbringing. He said that Fox's mother attended Lebret Residential School, which was notorious for abuse. Fefferell said Fox had described her mother as being lost to addiction. He said that Fox's father died while she was in custody at Pine Grove Correctional Center for Women in Prince Albert. Fefferell told the court that Pine Grove is way over capacity, and Fox fell ill with COVID while incarcerated. He said that Fox is a young woman who has a lot to work on, and has significant GLADU factors. Fox, who had appeared from Pine Grove by CCTV, was also sentenced to 270 days, time served, on weapons and breach charges stemming from another incident. Swiftwolf headed to trial. Jonathan Swiftwolf, of Moosomin First Nation, appeared in court from Drumheller Institution by CCTV on November 21, 2022. A preliminary hearing was scheduled that week, but Swiftwolf's lawyer Mike Nolan told the court that defense consented to committal to trial at Battleford Court of King's Bench. Swiftwolf has pleaded not guilty and will seek to have a jury trial. Crown Jennifer Schmidt is also prosecuting Swiftwolf's case. The matter is up before Battleford Court of King's Bench again on Feb. 10. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_escatoday.